cloaked in its undisclosable location for reasons of security and therefore insecurity. Welcome to another edition of Coast to Coast AM Saturday night. I dare not call it the Saturday night special because, well, this has connotations I do not wish to infer. Me being so anti-gun and all. How are you? How was your week? Pretty strange. The Northeast is getting battered. Can you believe 40-some-odd inches of snow in less than 24 hours in Massachusetts, going down below zero, 650,000 people without power. They've even closed the liquor stores. What is the world coming to? You know, recently NASA, it's about 3 weeks ago, NASA released this this report that, well, it's... we're beginning to think that solar activity is what's responsible for global warming. Then the story was gone. And then a few days ago, it came back up. Same photograph, same story. So it's like, wait a minute. The NASA guys are ready to embrace what we studied in primary pilot training, which was that all weather is caused by unequal heating of the Earth's surface. Well, I'll tell you what, that's a vindicating experience to know that I didn't waste all that time reading those books just to figure out that it was all wrong and it was actually somebody's passat the whole time. You know, as you get up in altitude, it gets really, really cold up there, and I'm telling you, the passat, as good a machine as it might be, the heat that comes out of that little motor is no match for Papa Sun, don't you know? Well, I begin the program with a little bit of levity because, frankly, I can laugh or I can cry. There's been so much stuff hitting the fan that it's just bending up the blades. It's making me crazy. John Noveski, rifle maker, 36 years old, crashes his Land Cruiser. He's gone. Radliff, the producer for FPS Russia, shot. He's gone. Chris Kyle, American sniper, he and his friend, they're gone. Mark Haas, prosecutor in down in Kaufman County, Texas. He's gone, walking across the parking lot on his way to work. Two guys show up. Boom, boom. I'll go to the lights. Of course, he was working on some really Mickey Mouse cases, you know, Aryan Brotherhood, you know, drug cartel, stuff like that. And now... it is my unpleasant duty to report to you that former airline pilot, conspiracy theorist, and guest of Coast to Coast AM, and therefore family member of Coast to Coast AM. Hold on for this one if you haven't heard the story. It is alleged that he shot dead his two teenage children and his dog before turning the gun on himself. That would be Captain Philip Marshall. This would be last week. The time hasn't been pinned down. I'm trying to talk to as many people who will talk to me, and there are not many of them, but there are some. The Mail Online out of the UK had this, and I quote from this publication. A pilot who wrote a conspiracy theory book about 9/11 is dead after he shot his two teenage children and family dog before turning the gun on himself. Now, of course, to allege is to declare without proof. And if I've ever heard an allegation, that's what this would be. Friends and relatives of Philip Marshall were stunned by the violent crime which took place in Calaveras County on Saturday. Bodies discovered when friends of the teens went to the family home and looked through the windows. They could see 54-year-old Philip Marshall lying on the floor in a pool of blood. Now, I'm looking at pictures of Philip and his 14-year-old daughter and 17-year-old son. They don't look traumatized, weirded out, or unhappy in any way, shape, or form. They look quite normal. They really do. No big dark circles under the eyes. Nothing to suggest that we're posing for the photograph, but we actually live in hell. There's none of that. Tragedy came as a shock for those living in the small town. But, and it's really sweet how the schools and even the rival school and the... sports teams have said, hey, you know, one family, two schools, one family, and they're supporting everybody who is left, and I tell you, our our hearts and condolences and prayers and tears go out and are shed for those of Philip Marshall's family and his friends and the friends of those kids. You know, being a Missouri-born Texan, the first thing that grabs me about this is who shoots their dog? Now, this is a little graphic, but seriously, single shot to each. The boy, the girl, the dog, and the man. Now, here comes the smut. Well, he may have had a violent criminal past. Well, no. Well, he may be, he's been trying to adjust his medication for bipolar disorder. Really? That is some wild speculation. So what do you do when you get a situation like this? Well, if you're a suspicious Missouri-born Texan like myself, you go, the first thing that you do is you discredit as much as you can. And I mean, what I just read in Mail Online here is, those are statements. Doesn't even say allegedly, says he did it. But Philip Marshall wrote in a statement last year, quote, think about this, the official version about some ghost being bin Laden in some cave on the other side of the world defeating our entire military establishment on U.S. soil is absolutely preposterous. Here's some more. The true reason the attack was successful, we're talking about 9/11 here, is because of an inside military stand down and a coordinated training operation that prepared the hijackers to fly heavy commercial airliners. We have dozens of FBI documents to prove, he used the word prove, that this flight training was conducted in California, Florida, and Arizona in the 18 months leading up to the attack. Now, Amazon says this about Philip Marshall, a veteran airline captain and former government special activities contract pilot. We're talking ammo to the Contras back in the day and even part of the crew that took down Pablo Escobar, big drug lord down there. He's authored 3 books on Top Secret America, a group presently conducting business in the United States intelligence community. Marshall has studied and written 30 years worth of covert government special activities, studied and written, and the revolving door of Wall Street tricksters, media moguls, and their well-funded politicians. He is the leading aviation expert on the September 11th attack. Now, maybe it's just me, but I'm thinking maybe what he was writing about and talking about had more to do with what's happened here than adjusting his medication. I mean, bipolar disorder is not something that just comes on people. And I think probably something like this might have been recognized at some point during his spectacular flying career. So I don't know how close we can get to this, but we're going to get as close as we can. And I will, out of a sense of loyalty, I'm a person who is loyal many times beyond the point where any further loyalty is due. I do not trust easily. Trust is something that is earned. It doesn't just automatically come with a handshake or a smile. So I'll stay on this. We will stay on this. The Coast family will stay on this. And if anything worth repeating is brought to the surface, then we'll bring it to your attention. Philip Marshall. Miss you already. Now let's by the way, we have a very interesting guest for you tonight. David Houle, H-O-U-L-E, David Houle, America's leading futurist. His book is Entering the Shift Age, the End of the Information Age and the New Era of Transformation. And this is an excellent book, and I think you're really going to enjoy the interview tonight. One of the things that really got my attention about this, let me just find the page. There it is. Now, I don't know, this may be to use is right in there with, you know, clogging for fun, but which is actually pretty, it is fun. The concept of place has changed forever. He writes that throughout history, humanity has been deeply connected to the concept of place. We are physical beings, after all, and place is a physical concept, so this makes sense. Place, perhaps more than almost any other idea, has shaped human thinking, behavior, and consciousness. The concept of place really began to take root when the agricultural age began some 10,000 years ago. We stopped moving around to get food, I'm paraphrasing, and decided to stay in one place and grow it. This not only initiated a new age, it created the idea that people are of a place and live in that place. Place was a foundation of civilization, but is also a limitation. For most of history, civilizations existed in isolation. They developed, matured, and usually declined all in one place. And that's just half of one page. The transformation of communication, the flow to the individual, the global stage of human evolution. This is going to be some serious fun talking with David Houle. And now, how about that, Chris Dorner? You know, this is really annoying, and I'll tell you why. America is so, really, the American culture seems to be, at least as presented up, maybe it really isn't. Maybe this presentation is just illusion. Maybe it's just entertainment, like so much of what we're bombarded with every day. Hey, let us entertain you. Entertain, meaning to hold within, yes? But it seems that, I mean, who would have thought that a guy goes and shoots a couple of people and then a third person who's a cop, he's mad because he's not with LAPD anymore. And this guy has got a fan club to beat all. It's absolutely ridiculous. They got posters of him. Revenge is imminent. Give up your guns, they said. Trust the police, they said, with this picture. You know, this is my last resort. No justice. There is just us. And the whole of Southern California is just wild over this. Matter of fact, two women delivering papers, one said, I believe that 71 years old, the other was 47, got wounded by police. I guess they shot their, thought they were shooting at Chris. But anyway, isn't it, consider this. Look at the reality shows, where 90% of the people that are the stars of these shows behave like common trash. And we embrace this, and somehow we feel better about ourselves for one of two reasons, either because we say, we don't act like that. Wow, look at that. This is very entertaining. Or we say, we act just like that. I guess we're stars too. I guess this is what was meant by 15 minutes of fame. By the way, Dorner really likes Piers Morgan. He's anti-NRA, loves Piers Morgan, loves President Obama, and is pro-gun control. Chris, if you're listening, you're a murdering nutcase. Turn yourself in before you cause any more damage. You're just another putz running around hurting people that have little or nothing to do with you. Give it up, pal. I'm just glad there aren't 10 of them out there, if you get my drift. Yes, I'm serious. Women delivering newspapers over in Torrance got shot in the manhunt for the ex-cop. In drone news, Texas anti-drone laws would be toughest in the whole USA. Do we want our local police departments laying off officers and simply parking drones over our homes to keep an eye on us? No. These drones are going to get so cheap that soon you'll be able to buy your own drone at Best Buy, Gooden said. This is absolutely incredible. Here's some more stuff that'll tweak you up. DHS purchases 21.6 more million rounds of ammunition. I'll tell you what, if that's for target practice, they're going to be some pretty good shots by the time they burn through all of that. This asteroid, it's not Nibiru. It is an asteroid, though. It's 150 feet in diameter, they estimate it, named 2012 DA-14, will pass about 17,000 miles above Earth on February 15th, lower than the orbits of some satellites, in the closest recorded approach of an object of its size. No Earth impact is possible. Donald Yeomans, who manages the Near Earth Object Office at Pasadena, California-based Jet Propulsion Lab, said yesterday, so yeah, it would be the 6th. NASA unit monitors relatively small space objects, such as this DA-14, but it's 150 feet in diameter and making a lot of speed, so it could cause a lot of damage, but it's not going to hit us, they say. So that's fine. And there's this Star Trek-looking headband that could help banish migraines. It seems to have knocked those migraines down by about a third. Use it for 20 minutes. Very space-age-looking, sort of sort of a Klingon tiara. You just put it on your head and your migraines go away. It'll be about 260 pounds. It's currently available in Europe. That's excellent. And let's see, what else do we have? How about 40 inches of snow in Hamden, Connecticut? Oh, bundle up. Bundle up. Let's see, a boy 12 years old armed with a replica gun robs an 11-year-old at school. Ooh, times are getting tough. What else? Terrorist accused of smuggling sperm out of prison. Okay, that's enough. Second family accuses Disneyland of racism after Donald Duck refuses to hug son. Okay. Chicago police want a 12% pay raise. Okay. It's nuts. It's so nuts that I think the topic of tonight, entering the shift age, is really appropriate, because we are shifting. We are shifting gears and getting it going on. We're mutating and transforming into something, but what'll it be? I don't know. I would like to hear your thoughts on Philip Marshall, the state of the world, the weather you may be experiencing, just anything that comes to mind. And we'll just chat for an hour. How about when we take this break, which are going to be back-to-back because I talked too long. I tell you, I was always a motor mouth, and I got in this talk radio thing, and now I can't shut up. But in any case, we'll take this little break, and then why don't we do some naked lines for a half hour or so. If there's something on your mind, then we should call us up and tell us what it is. Naked lines, unscreened, just bring it on. And we'll give out the numbers here in just a second. Stand by, please. Strap in tight. It's going to be a good one. This is Coast to Coast AM, Saturday night edition. Well, all right. You know, if you'll go by coasttocoastam.com and look in the news, you will see some interesting stuff here, as you always will. I urge you to always pay a visit to the Coast website. What evil lurks in the brain? Scientists have spotted a little dark spot in the brain that, as a matter of fact, these dark spots appear in serial killers' brains. So stand by for a new scan. A NASA video shows just how close the asteroid will come to hitting Earth. Richard Hoagland is not worried. Hey, Richard, what's up? Invisible smartphone on the horizon and secret to Picasso's genius, common house paint. I used to make jokes about people sucking on lead bars, but maybe, I don't know, maybe it's lead in the paint. You may be interested in this, the threat of silence. This comes from Slate. This is an article from Future Tense. Meet the groundbreaking new encryption app set to revolutionize privacy and freak out the feds. For the past few months, some of the world's leading cryptographers have been keeping a closely guarded secret about a pioneering new invention. Today, they've decided it's time to tell all. This is from this past Monday. Back in October, a startup firm called Silent Circle ruffled government's feathers with a surveillance-proof smartphone app to allow people to make secure phone calls and send texts easily. Now the company is pushing things even further with a groundbreaking encrypted data transfer app that will enable people to send files securely from a smartphone or tablet at the touch of a button. For now, it's just being released for iPhones and iPads, although Android version should come soon. That means photographs, videos, spreadsheets, you name it, sent scrambled from one person to another in a matter of seconds. I was quoting. That's Slate, articles from Future Tense, nice little website, and that's interesting. Just remember, for every measure, there is a countermeasure. And, you know, my pet guy, favorite guy to pick on a little bit, that's Mayor Bloomberg. This is really strange. It's the biggest development in this city's buzzing financial district. This is London. Even Olympics jaded Londoners call it grandiose. Two bronze and stone towers connected by sky bridges atop the ruins of a 2,000-year-old Roman temple. Bloomberg Place, roughly the size of a Manhattan city block, is the future European home of Michael R. Bloomberg's company and charity. And it's only one piece of the New York City mayor's growing British empire. So see, if we get into this Agenda 21 thing and decide, we must save the planet. We must save the planet. So we're all going to agree to live in 150 to 350 square foot little concrete blocks. That's okay. Perhaps they'll be cheap. And we can fly over to London and we can see this. And then fly back to the States and go back to our little cubicles. You know, if we all live in those, then won't that further the notion of equality? I hope they bother to number them carefully, since you won't be able to bloody well tell them apart. And, okay, great. China accounts for nearly half the world's new money supply. That doesn't sound good. And five Homeland Security bots are coming to spy on you if they aren't already. Remember, no problems, just solutions. And your calls when we come back. This is Coast to Coast AM. Well, thank you very much. Now, I want you to know that it is a great pleasure and quite an honor to sit in this chair with you on Saturday night. It really is. The nice emails that come in, you know, every once in a while, people will send me a little email saying, hey, you mixed up Petraeus and McChrystal. It's like, I'm sorry, they got the same number of syllables in their names. I can't tell them apart. And they're both gone. So, you know, anyway, that was last week. Say, I got several emails saying, I know. That's all right. Only Secretariat, one every time. You know what I mean? All right, tell you what, let's go immediately to east of the Rockies. I want to talk to Mike in Boston right now. Give us a weather report, Mike. Are you just freezing off, as we say up there? How you doing?
Permission to come aboard the mothership, sir.
Permission granted and welcome, sir.
John B., it is so great to talk to you, my friend. And yes, I'm over here just outside of Boston, probably 10 miles outside of Boston, and it is nuts over here.
How nuts is it? How much snow you got on the ground?
Oh, man, right now we got at least 2.5 feet of snow. If with the wind and the drift, it's a little bit more than that. It's just nuts over here, John. It's crazy.
I heard you had where's the spot that's got 75-mile-an-hour winds? Are you getting any of that?
We got a little bit of that. No, I mean, I'm sure it wasn't 75-mile-an-hour winds, but the farther south you go in Massachusetts and western Mass, it just got clobbered, you know?
Oh. Well, I'll tell you, I feel for you. Is anybody giving you any idea? How's the power grid holding up? I mean, are y'all suffering, or are you making it through all right?
There's a lot of people over here without power. I know the town right across, right next to ours, lost power. Almost the whole town lost power almost at once. We lost power last night, probably for like 45 minutes, but luckily enough, it came back on right away, so that was good. It was an adventure today, though. I had a friend, two of my friends, they lost power and no heat or anything since last night. So I dug the car out this morning, went over and grabbed them and brought them over here, kept them safe and warm and whatnot.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What do you do when it gets, what's the temperature?
It's probably a little under 30 degrees right now. Maybe you're hovering right around that 30, 32 degrees mark. With the wind, though, it feels much lower than that.
And it's going to take double flannel shirts to get through this one. You take care up there, you hear?
All right, John. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you taking my call, and you have a great night.
Well, I appreciate your call, and thanks very much. All right, that's Mike up in Boston. That's a hearty bunch up there, I'm telling you. And the chowder is beyond compare. It really is. Let's see what we got. Wild card line number two, Sharon in, looks like, she's in Montana. Sharon, what you doing?
No, darling, I'm in Crane, Missouri.
Oh, you are? Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's two tonight. Three, and I'm out.
That's okay. Couple of things. One, John B., I am so sorry about your friend.
Yeah.
I have heard Mr. Marshall before, and I have a family member that has bipolar. It shows up early. And it affects a person over their lifetime. I just don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. And in fact, way down deep, 2-3 levels deep, this has been substantiated by them. But in a couple of conversations with Philip, we talk to each other every once in a while on the phone, just about airplanes, if nothing else. But he alluded that there was going to be more to come, and that he more information to come. And that he was working with someone inside the government itself to try and get some documents that have been, well, unobtainable before. And I just cannot help myself from feeling that bipolar has got nothing to do with anything. This just doesn't sound good to me at all. And I am sure there are exceptions to this, but nobody shoots their dog. You know what I mean?
I think this is one of those nights when you wish you were driving through West Texas, so you were out there on some road by yourself, and you could get out of your vehicle and howl at the sky in rage.
Isn't that the truth?
There's just no relief. I got one more thing to say. Yeah. I think that it's only fair that this country sends Bloomberg to Britain since they sent us Piers Morgan.
That's pretty good. You know, there's something I've always... I wonder if we could make a special line. Let's see. P-O-N-C-E. We could do it. Well, it's one thing I've always wanted to say to Piers. Piers, you're a... Let me reset. Ponce. What a silly man. Just like to give him that little uppercut to his little chin and go, just hush, Piers. You're just such a silly, dreadful little man. Just stop that. Well, listen, I'm waxing mean now, but again, I'm a little bucky tonight because I'll tell you, this thing about Philip Marshall is very upsetting, and I, you know, in this day and age, I think we can pretty easily recognize that things are just not always what they seem, are they? Sharon, thank you. Sorry we got your state wrong, but we'll stay on top of that in the future. Let's take our little break right now and come back with some more of your calls. Hit me with that lightning bolt. No, the thunderclap. That would be better. Do not hit me with the lightning bolt. Thank you. Here's a good one. A handicapped woman refuses a smart meter, has her power cut off in the dead of winter. She's in western Ohio. She's having a battle of freezing winter weather this weekend because she refused to allow the local power company to install a smart meter on her property. Well, I hope nothing happens to her, and if something does, may the Lord forbid, I hope there's a nice big lawsuit, you know. Well, you're going to take a smart meter whether you want it or not, and if you don't want it, well, then just go ahead and freeze. Well, that's nice. And by the way, your bill's overdue. Don't you love that? Wildcard line number 3, Jan in Brooklyn. How are you doing tonight? Jan, where are you? There you are.
Howdy. I can't believe the horrifying news they're doing. It's an outrage. This world is crazy. I mean, it's completely insanity. They want to make vegetables and fruits. They want to radiate everything. I didn't even realize they radiate all the things coming from other countries. That's why all the energies are so rotten. And the thing is, and they don't taste good. And the thing is, now they want to radiate the things that are grown here, except organic. And people, if they want, there's a petition on organicconsumers.org, and they could send in the petition against the radiation.
Organicconsumers.org?
Yeah. Organicconsumers.org.
You know, I heard something recently, and then I looked into it. A friend of mine, Brian, told me that this genetically modified wheat, actually the advent was sometime in the 70s, and it produced a different protein. And I said, so you're going to tell me that that's why you eat a bunch of bread and you're going to put on weight? And he said, oh, absolutely. So, that combined with the irradiated, I don't know what they think they're doing.
It's outrageous. Do you know, I went and drank some papaya juice about a couple of years ago, and I couldn't drink it. I used to love it. It tasted so horrible. And then on the news a month later, I heard they're radiating, they're doing GMOs with papaya. And also now the salmon that they want to make, they're putting in GMO salmon into the water. And I heard then that they eat the good fresh salmon. I mean, people should write, you know, now's the time to get in touch with your congressman about that also. I mean, I pick up energies and all this stuff. I go crazy trying to find good food nowadays. I really go insane.
Well, you know, it's a job. I mean, it's almost like rolling it back to the old days when it's like, what are you doing today? It's like, well, I'm going to see if I can find enough food to feed my little part of the tribe for like one meal. It would take all day, but it's just about come to that now. You know, the beautiful thing about this is, thank you very much for your call. You're so sweet. She said, howdy. Did you hear that? That was excellent. Jan is correct. And I think that part of the reason for this, and we're going to discuss this with David Houle when he comes on as well, that everything is so push button. You need a burger? Drive up to the window. You need a girlfriend? Push a button. Need a boyfriend? Push a button. Need a drink? Push this button. Everything's taken care of for you. No more, Tim, go out and clean the garage this Saturday. No. Here comes Juan with the blower to blow it out for Tim so he can sit and play video games. Everything has just been handed to us for so long that is reaching that point that I call Wells's theory of compulsory collapse. And that's when it's just so good. It's just so good that it gets to a point and then just goes, bleh, and you start over, or if it's not knocked all the way down, take it from the highest point of your little pyramid and start building again from there. So you know what? Maybe this is what it took. Maybe this is our trip to the woodshed, because we've been naughty little donkeys, as Craig Ferguson would say. And we've just had it too soft for too long, and we're having a cowboy and cowgirl up a little bit and get this done. We may actually have to learn a few things. We may have to learn how to grow a garden that'll produce, you know, healthful food that won't do bad things to you, because clearly some of it will. And notice how, despite the fact that we, and this is nothing against the actual human beings, the people, our fellow little spirit beings there inside the mainstream media. They're people just like we are. Visualize them. Well, never mind. You know, like you're supposed to do when you address a crowd. Just visualize everyone without clothes and you'll feel much better. It's like, maybe not. There is a certain credibility still. Even though we know mainstream media is like, put it on channel this one or channel that one, channel the other one. You're basically going to get the same story from all of them, especially on the national level. Sooner or later, they're all using the same catchy phrases and expressions, and it's just the same goo. But somehow, I think it's because we want to believe so much that there is credibility there that we still lend it some. But in the end, it is up to each of us. Now, I got an email a while ago saying, it's not Dorner. It's like, I don't care who it is. Whoever it was that shot those two people and then shot that policeman and then fled and everybody's after. Whoever that guy is, you're the nutcase. You need to turn yourself in. You're hurting people. They have nothing to do with you. You're selfish. You're the height of selfish. Knock it off. And I hope he doesn't injure anybody else. If you want to injure yourself, go ahead. But don't injure anybody else. That's my piece. I've said and I'm done. Wildcard line number 4, Paul. Where are you, man? Vassalboro. Where? Paul, where are you?
I'm here. I'm up in central Maine.
Oh, gotcha. All right. I couldn't read.
Just outside of the capital of Maine.
Well, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. I've been listening to your show for a while. I enjoy it, and I thank you for it.
Excellent. Thanks for being here.
You know, you touched on your prologue about how things are so wild in this country. I mean, people watch reality shows on TV today, so-called reality shows. And all it is a bunch of people acting like misfits. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I was born in the 50s. I grew up in the 60s watching, I know it sounds timid, shows like Lassie and the Ed Sullivan Show and Rawhide and all those Westerns. And I'm a John Wayne fan. But I was taught young as a kid that I had good teachers in school. We were taught to question things and to learn and to find things out for ourselves and to research things instead of believing everything without question. And we are also taught to respect others. And the whole country, we live in such a crazy world today. People don't respect one another. Everybody wants to stick their nose in other people's business. And we have a country, a government, that has gone wild, too. I mean, this country lost its innocence when John Kennedy was assassinated.
I think you're absolutely right.
And since the mid-60s, it's gone downhill. I mean, the language, you know, I'm not a prude by any means, but and I'm not an angel either. But people today seem to have lost their moral compass. They act out. They think that they can do anything they want.
It's true. Well, not everybody, but some of them.
They think, you know, they don't realize that for every choice you make, there are, how should I put it, there's consequences. And our government is the big part of that. They do things, and they don't realize there's consequences, whether it's getting involved in another nation's affairs or controlling the public. And then now the push for anti-gun control, when all these tragedies have got either somebody behind it that had a screw go loose or that had mental health care problems and they never got the proper health care and nobody ever said anything. It's gone crazy.
Well, you know what, though? Yet with all, isn't it amazing that things run as well as they do? Now, take this renegade ex-policeman. What if you had a bunch of them out there doing it? Could, like, 10 guys, 3 guys, 5 guys, maybe some girls in there, too? Little Symbionese liberation armies all over the place pulling, you know, trying to take down scores, trying to hurt people just gratuitously. Stuff like that. And would that just throw the whole civilization into chaos? Only if we allow ourselves to get sucked into that movie, which would be the script would be written by mainstream media, our attention would be totally focused on that, then we would become part of that, if you'll excuse the expression, that Borg, that oneness, that one consciousness. I thank you for your call very much. I want to get a couple more in here if I possibly can before we bring on David Houle, author of Entering the Shift Age. Let's see, where are we? Let's talk to Fred in Aledo, Texas, on wildcard line number 5.
John, how the heck are you?
Oh, just too good for my own good. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Just got over the flu. Don't get that. It's a nasty strain this year.
Already did it.
Yeah. Well, we both survived.
Yes.
I have a strange question for you.
Okay.
Were you on KZEW radio back about 76, 77?
No, but a little bit later than that, but you are correct.
70, about the latest would be 1980.
Yep.
Somewhere you said something, I believe it was you.
Yeah.
I was driving down the road one day, had a 57 Chevy, hair down on my shoulders, you know, KZW radio sticker on the back. I was the last of the hippie freaks.
Right.
And I was doing some illegal things, sitting at the corner of Alpha and Preston in North Dallas, drinking a beer. And somebody came on the radio, I think it was you, and said, "Remember, children, if just enough is pretty good, then way too much must be even better."
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid that was probably me.
I've been thinking that ever since you got on Coast to Coast, and I had to know.
Well, that's it. If more is good, then too much must be just right. Thank you for calling, my friend. I appreciate it very much. Listen, for everybody who's on hold, I didn't get to talk to, and you didn't get to talk to, the Nation of Coast. Well, catch us on the next one, because it's about time to take that little break. Then we're going to bring on David Houle, H-O-U-L-E, David Houle. I was tempted to call him David Houle, but that's not it. I just kind of waxed European, you know, just for a second. All right. Get yourself a proper cup of tea. Settle in. Remember, are you working? Are you resting? Are you just lounging? Those in hospital, those in prison, we visit you.